Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It may just be August, but FedEx and UPS are already thinking about the holidays. FedEx announced yesterday that it will not charge extra fees for most orders during the peak holiday season. UPS, meanwhile, recently announced that it will charge extra fees for peak Black Friday and Christmas deliveries. Both companies are competing to deliver the increasing number of things that we're buying online. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Hi, Lynette.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And tell us more about these plans from FedEx and UPS. Where would the extra fees be?
So UPS will charge 23 to 79 cents for packages during that period. FedEx will only charge for large packages like $25 for large ones and $300 for what they call unauthorized packages. I guess that's if you're sending a piano or something. I don't know. But you know, this is a strategy from FedEx to say, hey, choose us. It's going to be an incredibly, obviously, hot time for packages. And analysts expect online sales to jump 17% this holiday season to $107 billion.
But how do you make sense of the fact that they're doing these two different things, that one of them is saying we're not going to charge these extra fees and the other is saying we are?
I'm not here to give free advice, but No Fee FedEx is a pretty good slogan. I mean, this is something that they can do to stand – FedEx can do to stand out against USPS or UPS. UPS is making the gamble that you're not going to notice the, you know, 79 cents or whatever they charge you for your package.
Now, Amazon –
and they can make millions.
Amazon is developing its own delivery network as well with Prime airplanes and trucks. Earlier this year, the company even got a patent for delivering packages via underground tunnels. Are UPS and FedEx at risk from Amazon's plans?
I think we are all at risk. I am at risk from Amazon's plans. Amazon's underground tunnels may not be as, you know, sexy as Elon Musk's Hyperloop, but the company does tend to get things done. And Jeff Bezos is never afraid to invest a lot of money in whatever his dreams are. And they have a lot to gain from doing something like this. They spend $700,000 an hour, around that number, on packages. Hmm. So if they cut that cost, they could save $3 per package. And, you know, that's the dream, fatter margins. And they've gone to – Amazon has been going to war with FedEx, by the way, for a little while now. FedEx recently got into the warehousing business. So if you're selling something, you're an artist or whatever, you want to keep your wares somewhere, FedEx will keep them and ship them for you, kind of as a competitor to Amazon's marketplace.
How does the U.S. Postal Service fit into all this?
The USPS is going to keep chugging along. The federal government, I think, is, you know, watching from the sidelines a little bit, you know, concerned about this competition. But as long as Americans become more and more obsessed with sending each other or shopping online and sending each other packages, it's going to be more and more of a business money fest. It's a money pile.
That's Lynette Lopez, who is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Sending any pianos this year, Lynette?
No pianos.
No pianos.
No pianos.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
No problem.